Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Pass the Rock. How are we doing today? My three good co-hosts. How are we doing? How are we doing, Rock?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you, Brody?
I'm great. I'm doing great. How are we doing, Jason?
I'm doing splendid. Brody and West, how are we doing today, man?
I am doing great, man. It is a good day to be a basketball fan. A bunch of basketball being played, and it's at a decently high level right now instead of just pro-ams. Are we connected over there, Elijah? No.
No, we are not connected over there.
Okay. What are you doing? So,
what is he doing?
It's mic two.
I got it. Wrong mic. What are you doing?
You need to turn that thing up.
Turn up a little bit, man.
Hello.
Okay, that's better. There we go.
I'm good. I'm good.
You're good. All right. Well, we are doing a FIBA World Cup type episode. Last time we heard of the biggest news of the tournament was that USA lost.
Yeah.
And they are not eliminated, though, because they so basically...
Bro, they're like 6-1.
You are loud.
I am.
Yeah, you're a little loud.
They're like 6-1.
Yeah. So basically, we are 6-1, but it was in the second group phase. So there are two group phases in this tournament. The first group phase, which is four teams, and then the second group phase, because there's just so many teams in the tournament. So we lost one to Lithuania, who lost, I think. They're not in the tournament anymore. So now, basically...
Hey, I know a little bit about FIFA.
No, we're talking about FIBA.
World Cup?
It's the Basketball World Cup.
Yeah. Jason?
No, so basically, Lithuania was a big contender, and they lost to, I don't know who, I'd have to look it up, but we lost to Lithuania and Jonas Valanciunas, and now we are in the semifinal. We are facing Germany, which has Daniel Theiss, Dennis Schroeder, very, very good vets. I mean, do you think the USA team's a little young? I feel like it's a little really young this year. Yes. You think so?
No.
What?
No.
You don't think it's young?
Bro.
Bobby Portis is the oldest player on that team.
Okay, and young or not, okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you like this. Every single player that's so big and, like, the biggest players in the NBA, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, they already have gold medals. They don't need no reason to play in the USA, FIBA, well, not the USA. They don't need no reason to play on the USA team. There's literally no reason. There's a whole bunch of other players in the league. They are good enough to be playing on the USA team because the USA is one of the best basketball programs, national, not just national, around the world, literally. It's the reason why the NBA is the best league in basketball around the world, because they're the best of just every, like, of all basketball. Even though there's national players, no, there's worldwide players coming in, like Jokic, Luka Doncic, and there's some players from Canada, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Dropped
like
31. This last game, he dropped 31.
There's many players around the world, but mostly the league is surrounded by Americans.
Speaking of Canada, Dylan Brooks, you got some explaining to do. You got some little explaining to do. If y'all don't know, Dylan Brooks and Luka Doncic got ejected last night.
They did. They almost went to fisticuffs.
Yeah.
They almost fought.
I don't know. Dylan Brooks always does this in the league, out the league. I don't know. Then, after the game, Dylan Brooks decided to walk in a tunnel with boxing gloves on, like he was Floyd Mayweather.
No way. Did he actually?
Yes. They were red boxing gloves. Punch in the air.
Either that man has CTE or something.
Obviously it was a joke, first of all, because he didn't even have the gloves on all the way, and they was way too small for his hands. But... honestly, it's really not a big deal, personally. I mean, yeah, they both got ejected. They was both going at it. I mean, when it comes to the FIBA World Cup, that's just how it is, basically. You know, you can't be really, you know, trying to taunt and show out for against other players. You just got to play basketball out there. And you're going to get them technical fouls. I mean, technical fouls, the refs in the NBA are, well, they're kind of bogus with the call. But what they was doing, yeah. They deserved it pretty much, and they both got ejected. It is what it is, but Canada still won. Lithuania, who was it? Slovenia. Slovenia lost. Slovenia's still in the – they lost in the tournament, the semifinals, but it's all right. They Canada, might get it next year.
Let me look real quick. I have the website pulled up. Do you got – if you – Canada, I'm going to go back. And then Canada is in the semifinals. They play the – let's go bracket. They play the – Who's that? Oh, Bogdanovic and Nikola, not Vucevic. This is, I don't know how they're here. I mean, looks like, Bojan Bogdanovic is carrying. I think it's Serbia. But and then U.S. plays Germany, and if you guys want to hear the USA stat, that's fine. You guys want to hear the USA stats? All right. USA stats, the leaders in efficiency per game is Tyrese Halliburton of the Indiana Pacers. Mikal Bridges comes in at second, and Tyrese Halliburton is a point in points, 1.7 points above Mikal and Anthony Edwards. Points, of course, goes to Anthony Edwards. He's been balling out. I mean, there's nothing you really you can do to stop that guy on the drive, on the shoot. His game's very good.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Talking about Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards is a great young player.
He's so good.
I mean, honestly, he needs to get out the Timberwolves, personally, in my opinion. I mean, if he was to go join the squad.
They need to go rebuild around him.
If he was to want to go join the squad, and I feel like he shouldn't have signed that extension, personally.
Well, why not?
Because they suck. That's why. They don't got a roster, bro.
Yes, they do.
They don't have a point guard, bro. They don't have a point guard. They have 2 7-foot centers who, like, bro, one don't even like to play defense, and then one is just a liability on the court who's trying to be a sharpshooter, who's trying to be a spread out five now. And bro don't even like, man.
Can we name drop, please?
Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert's been bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carl Anthony Towns could be better, but he just doesn't fit in that offense, in my opinion. He needs to leave.
What happened to the big cat, man? What happened to him?
The offense don't fit him, man. The offense they're running through don't fit him.
Another thing with the Timberwolves, they give Rudy all that money, bro. All that money, bro. You can give that to somebody else. You can get Kevin Durant off that, bro. You can get so much. He's getting paid almost $200 million.
That's a lot of money to be just standing at the rim and trying to box shots.
$200 million, bro.
Y'all gotta realize though, if y'all was 7 foot, what, 3, y'all would do the same thing. Y'all not as
I would try and play offense at least a little.
Okay.
You're the biggest man on the court. You're supposed to be out there at least averaging 20.
Not like it's harder.
Victor Wembanyama is the better offensive version of Rudy Gobert.
Now I'm gonna tell you like this: Victor Wembanyama is
he's a bust.
He's a baby.
Rudy Gobert has so much weight on him. I don't think it's comparable defense wise. Just because I feel like he's gonna get babied so much.
Victor Wanyamba can be 7 foot what, 5? Seven foot six.
You think he'll succeed?
He's like 220 pounds. It's just, man.
You think he'll succeed in the league though?
I don't know.
I just think he's gonna be too injury prone from that height.
I see him as a Chet.
Yeah, if he can survive.
I think
Chet will
be really good. I think both of them are going to do really well.
Listen. Just for both of them, I like Chet Holmgren better because, one, Chet Holmgren actually put on some weight. He's still a little bit, he needs to put on a little bit more, but he's actually better than what he is now. After being injured for, the whole season. But still, he has put on that's from last year, man. We're talking about this year. That's from last year. Anyway, he put on some good weight, and personally, hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. 208 pounds. That's pretty good.
I feel like if he can have
7 foot though,
what?
Chet?
7'3".
Chet's, and Chet's. You said how much is Victor?
7'2", my bad. 7'1". Oh. 208. That's not bad. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah. But if we do see a USA Canada final, who do you guys have winning it? Canada. Honestly, if I'm being 100%.
It all
honest.
Depends on how the guards play. That's all it is.
If for Shea drops 31 on USA, they're not winning.
Just because Shea drops 20, just because Shea drops 30.
Well, that's because RJ Barrett's going to give you a solid 20 every game.
Just
because
Shea drops, bro, RJ Barrett is so overrated.
RJ Barrett put up 24.
That doesn't mean anything.
He's so overrated, does. Bro.
That doesn't mean, he's doing it internationally. When he get in that Knicks uniform, what are you going to do?
Like, I'm not talking about NBA. I'm talking about FIBA.
RJ Barrett is so.
That don't mean nothing. That's still RJ Barrett.
It's completely different.
How?
So
it's different rules.
Only thing they're different is the 3 second.
And that changes the game completely.
The game completely. But you guys say this, RJ Barrett is not an inside player. I'm gonna tell you right there. Bro struggled to make layups in his first 3 seasons. It's literally difficult for him to score the ball because what he's gonna do, he's gonna sit outside, he's gonna take a screen, he's gonna shoot, and it's 1 out of 5 chance that he's gonna make a shot. Because personally, he shoots terrible from the 3.
Just like Julius Randle, his teammate.
I do think. Who do you think comes out on top then? USA?
I don't know. I just feel like the USA.
It's just how the guards are gonna play.
Yeah.
Personally, because you need Jalen Brunson, all your guards need to get 10.
You need at least 9 to Mikal Bridges is going to get 5 to 7 assists out of Halliburton if you want to win that game too.
Mikal going to get his buckets, but all the guards got to play get 10. They got to get 10. Austin Reeves, Anthony, Jalen, and Tyrese, they all got to get 10.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one for them.
Unless they just start blowing them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know how it's going to play out. But that's even if they make it. We have to see if they can beat Germany first.
Going back to Victor. We had this conversation earlier. I feel like if he can have a Giannis type of like muscle building, like, because y'all know when Giannis first got in the league, he was pretty skinny. Like, y'all see what I mean?
I mean, with Giannis, I feel like he definitely had much more muscle definition than Victor coming in, though. Like, if you look at young Giannis, I feel like Giannis was a different body type.
Here's the thing that Giannis, first of all, Giannis was 6'8 when he came into the league.
Mm-hmm. So he grew.
Yes, he grew. He was 18. He was 18, 6'8, coming out of from Germany.
You mean Greece?
Greece. My bad. That's accident. Coming out from Greece, 18, you know, surprisingly, the Bucks actually picked him that high. 180 some pounds, I believe, 85 maybe. It was a really tough pick. I mean, people really didn't like it, personally.
It's definitely a project.
But what he gained so far, he didn't have a bad rookie season, personally, in my opinion.
No.
From a guy who's really not a shooter, 6'8", average over 10 points a game.
I mean, if you average over 10 points in a game, you're a really good player, in my book. And if you can average 10 points a game.
Consistently?
Consistently, if you average 10 points a game, you are a really good player.
Good role player.
Great player if you just go. I mean, you dominate anybody if you go to a park.
But then, when the Bucks told him he got that muscle on, he grew 2 more inches. And then look where he is. He's almost 7 foot. Running to the paint at full speed. Bulldozer. And nobody can stop him.
Unless Victor Wanyama puts on a bunch of weight and grows 2 more inches. I don't think he'll be.
I had a question for you, Brody.
Yo.
What's your thoughts about Brian Scalabrine?
Why are you asking that?
Just listen. What's your thoughts about Brian Scalabrine?
Who's Brian Scalabrine?
Wow, you don't know who Brian Scalabrine is?
No.
Played on the Celtics.
Oh, White Mamba?
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, he's tough.
So, that's what you said. But he didn't really score like 10 points. Like, he had like maybe. That's what I'm saying.
The gap between the normal person and an NBA player is amazing. Is like, let's even take it further. A gap between a G League player and a normal, hooper is like this. And then a D3 athlete to a normal person is like this. It's just guys like that can shoot from 35 and they get upset even if they make it because it didn't come out of their hand right, or it didn't feel right when it came out of their hand, or it bounced off the rim. Those guys practice those shots every single day, and they want to be at a place where it feels right every time. It's repetition, just like kicking a football, kicking a soccer ball. It's got to be the same thing every single time.
So would you say that he's a great good role player?
I would say he's a great player. Role player. I don't know how much he averages in his career, but it's still the gap between a normal person and an NBA player is astronomical.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that's even some people in the G League that's over the age of 30. So, some people just don't make it out to G League.
SOS. Coming from Dallas, Texas. SOS. Why are we trading Christian Wood? Why?
Christian Wood signed him. Why? They didn't trade him. They let him go. They let him walk. They didn't get anything from it. He was a free agent.
Why?
Because... you guys have Dwight Powell.
We believe
Powell.
In Dwight Powell. Dwight baby Powell.
I said
can't
that
block a shot, Powell.
Can't get a rebound, Kyle. Let Luka Doncic average more rebounds than me, Powell.
He is terrible.
Yes.
Terrible.
I'm saying this.
Hey, you drafted a big man. Congratulations on that, but why would
he's
you not,
sit
why would
behind
you not
Dwight
take a
Powell.
Veteran Christian Wood? I don't understand that.
Who did we draft?
You didn't know who you draft?
We drafted a guard.
You drafted a guard and a big man.
For real?
You drafted a guard and a 6'9 big man.
6'9.
That's not a big man. That's a little. That's a.
Bam Adebayo is a big man. He's 6'9.
But okay, also, he also is muscular.
His like arms are long, too.
Long arms. So that's a.
And same with. And why do you think he plays big man? Because he's muscular and he has long arms and he can play big.
But he also developed, though. I don't know who this dude is.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you.
I don't know who this dude is. And having two goofy centers, JaVale McGee and Dwight Powell, I bet not see Kyrie or Luka ever pass the ball.
Would you rather have Kristaps Porzingis back or would
yes.
you rather have
yes.
Dwight Powell?
Yes. Give me Porzingis.
Okay.
He can shoot. He can space the floor out and get rebounds.
If he's healthy, he's really good.
That's why the Celtics
picked him up. That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm cheesing right now, by the way. Cheesing.
I don't know. Just off that, I don't think the Celtics would do nothing this year. Besides, I don't know.
You don't think they're going to do anything this year?
Besides, I mean, they might make it to the finals, but like they're not going to win it, though.
Who would they play? If they played Nuggets, maybe. But I think they had more chance against the Nuggets than the Heat did.
Because the Heat got beat in 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know.
I think that his blocking ability, his stretch ability, because I think that's where we got. I think that's where we got killed last year. Because last playoffs we had Al Horford who stretched the floor really well. That's how we got to the final. Because
and they still got him too.
Oh, they still got him. His shooting numbers really dropped in the playoffs this year. And so I think that's why they brought him is to stretch the floor. I mean, that guy can shoot from the logo. Like, that's what he used to do that on the regular in New York. So we'll just have to wait and see if he can stay healthy, he'll be very, very good for us.
Okay.
And if he's not, then, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world. You still have Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, two superstars. Marcus Smart is definitely leaving a big hole, but.
Yep, you got you as a 7'1" big man.
What's his name?
230 pounds, Derek Lively the second.
Why does that name sound so familiar?
The second
coming out of Kentucky.
Derek Lively.
It's probably a past NBA player's kid.
That name sounds so familiar. Why am I not recognizing his name? Or not his face. Hey, you said 7'1". You know, I'll take it, man. Anything better than JaVale McGee and
okay, Dwight Powell. Mr. Pacers fan over here. What did you think of your draft?
I think our draft was great. Not just our draft, our offseason in general. The whole offseason. The whole offseason for the Pacers was amazing. Like, yeah. I'm so proud of them. I've been saying,
yeah, management is really,
I've been saying to fire the management for like 3 years, 4 years now, and now I'm starting to rethink on what I said. But at the same time, it's not over yet. We still got a season to go to. We still got to make the playoffs, actually, still. But the team is looking great. The only problem is I hope, I swear to God, Miles Turner better not get hurt. I swear to God, if he gets hurt, trade him. I'm done.
Whoa.
Trade him.
Get draft capital out of it, yeah.
It's going to open up our cap space, and we can try to go for DeAndre Ayton again. Trade him.
Do you think the Dallas would be open for a trade for Miles Turner?
I think the Suns might be open for a trade for Miles Turner.
I think Dallas would, and then give you good draft capital.
Too much.
I'm not trading. What can we get from Dallas?
Draft capital.
We don't want draft. We want something to replace Miles Turner.
Dwight Bell.
No.
No.
Dwight Bell.
No.
Nah, Dwight Bell.
You know what management should do. We gonna give up. We gonna trade Miles Turner for Christian Wood. I would trade the Lakers
Lakers have wanted Miles Turner for a while too. There's always been trade rumors around them and him.
Like, I am so serious, bro.
Okay, well, enough about the Pacers. I was watching this video right this morning. I was watching this video, and I was seeing back when the Sixers drafted Markelle Fultz, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had an opportunity to draft Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm. They did. That they did. But Markelle Fultz was a more complete player until he got into that bike accident, tore up his shoulder, and he couldn't shoot right.
Markelle Fultz is making a comeback, though. He averaged over 20 points per game.
He's looking like what he was supposed to look like coming out of college. That injury really did set him back, and I feel so bad about that. That sucks.
Yeah.
Injuries like that can, you know, derail a player's career and get you into mad depression and not being able to play right for the rest of your career. He didn't let that get to him. I mean, he did, but he didn't let that get to him to where he couldn't play anymore. So, congrats to him. He did a really good job coming back, working on his form, working on how to shoot right again. I think that's what separates some players from other players, stars from other players.
Honestly, I would like to see him go to the San Antonio Spurs if he doesn't resign with the Magic, personally.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a good guard for Victor that can spread the floor is really helpful.
Yeah, because, like, right there, that's a complete still young guard. Get Rock, you around the floor, playmaker. I mean, come on.
I just hit myself in the face. That hurt. Dang, give me a minute.
Okay. It's going to be great. If they are able to sign him, it's going to be a great signing. And maybe a sign and trade, I think, would work.
For who?
For Markelle Fultz to the Spurs.
Ooh, nah. Keep him in Orlando.
Why?
What you mean why? He's developing. He likes to look good.
He's already developed right now. Though.
Mm-hmm.
He's already developing. He can move on.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can.
He's having 20.
I don't mean nothing. Look at Pelo.
Yeah, there's still more development for him.
First of all, they have too many guards. That's the first thing.
Like who?
They have Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony.
Okay.
Yeah.
Markelle Fultz.
Okay.
Markelle Fultz. Too many guards, bro. You got to get. And then they. Who was the new guard that they drafted in the draft?
Oh. I don't even know.
Oh,
coming
okay.
out of. What's his name? It was in Michigan? What's his name?
That guard room's really full. I think they're going to have to pull a Tyrese and trade one of them.
Anthony Black. Yeah, they got too many guards.
Out of Arkansas. No, wait. Was it Arkansas? No. I think it might Michigan. Be Arkansas. Is it Michigan?
I think so.
Coming out of.
He's 6'7", so I mean, he's more of a four.
Yeah, bro, no. There's too many guards. Let him go. You can let him go now.
Jet Howard is a guard. Okay.
You can let him go now.
Yeah.
Let him go.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't
I think he could stay around for a bit longer.
Dude, no.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
No, you're wasting your time.
No, look, let him
They
develop.
Drafted. Another guard. Look, they drafted three guards in a row. It's time to go. There's no reason to stay.
That is kind of true.
They drafted three guards in a row. It's time to go.
The only person they haven't drafted that was a guard was Paolo.
All right. Can I say what I was going to say?
What?
You gotta let them develop with Bol Bol. Cause look, same situation.
Bol Bol's gone.
No, he's not.
Bol's on the Suns.
He's on the Suns.
Oh, never mind. They let him go. Never mind.
What? That's crazy.
Bol Bol, they released him like halfway through the season last year.
Bol Bol got released. No, he got released during the offseason.
Offseason?
For real?
Bol Bol got released because of management issues and office issues. Because
I was going to say, you might as well just let them develop between him and Bol Bol, get that chemistry going up. You see what I mean?
No.
But never mind it. They go.
They have Wendell Carter Jr. They're not going to start Bol Bol. And I respect Wendell Carter Jr. He's wasting his time in Orlando, personally. He has a good game. He's wasting his time in Orlando.
Number 34, Wendell Carter Jr. Played for the Bulls. What y'all know about that? You don't, Brody, at all.
But you don't know about that old Chicago lineup with Zach LaVine and Wendell Carter.
Oh.
Man, that was like the 20.
And Valentine's, bro. You know what that Valentine. Denzel Valentine.
Coming out of Michigan State.
What you know about him?
All right.
Who was their center? Didn't they have a nice center?
Who?
Was it Valanciunas?
I think it was Valanciunas, wasn't it?
Nikola Valanciunas?
Luch?
Yeah. He was doing so well through that season.
And he also had Kobe White.
Yeah, but this is probably going to be their last run with that team, personally.
Yeah, unless Lonzo has to play well and stay healthy this year for this group to stay together.
It's not even that stay healthy. Let's play his leg. He's gone. Bro.
DeMar is gone. Let's be honest.
DeMar is on a long-term contract. He can't go nowhere.
Is he? How long is his contract?
It was about like 5 years, six.
Somewhere around that.
But now it's been past about like 3 years, so he's just on the 3-year.
We'll see. I think they do need to blow up.
Take it here.
I think they do need to blow up that roster. The bench is not very good, in my opinion, for the
The bench is all right.
I don't think it's the best it can be, though. You can get better role players.
I mean, yeah, but, like, it's true, but, like, it's just they're in cap space trouble, so I knew they wasn't going to do anything. They're in cap space trouble. I mean, big cap space trouble. So they can't really sign and give up anything.
Right. It's difficult to get good in Chicago. It feels like they're such a big market, but they're really not that big of a market.
It's crazy how OKC really came back with a huge market full of young players in general. I mean, they got a steal from a trade by trading for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the biggest steal I've seen so far.
OKC, they still got a lot of draft picks, though. Mm-hmm.
They still.
Up to, like, 2029.
They got draft picks for days.
I feel like they could go and trade for one.
Hold on.
Trade for a good player.
If I get my basketball skills up, I could play for the Oklahoma State Thunder.
How tall are you?
Sir, to be eligible
That's
for...
That's crazy.
Sir. Well, you can be eligible for the draft, but you can only be eligible one time. And if you don't get drafted, then you can't be eligible no more.
I could be an undrafted rookie.
Okay, you know that's pretty hard, right? But I'm not discrediting your dreams. I mean, keep going. Not discrediting your dreams. I mean, if Fred VanVleet can do it, I mean, you can do it.
If Muggsy Bogues can do it,
Muggsy Bogues was drafted.
Jason Brown can do it.
Okay.
All right, know what? Elijah's hating over there.
I'm not hating. I'm just
saying. Brody's hating.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying Muggsy Bogues was drafted, actually, like, at a very short height. It's crazy.
I don't mean none. Austin Reeves did it, coming out of Oklahoma.
Austin Reeves is 6'5", sir. A very skilled basketball player.
And was supposed to get drafted in the second round, but he said no. So I don't want to get drafted.
Rock, you believe me, right?
No.
Wow.
Jason Brown better be dunking.
Yeah, you better get to dunking. That's the only reason, pretty much, Muggsy Bogues has so much intrigue.
Man, nah. If I could play defense like Patrick Beverley and get in players' head,
how you gonna play defense like Patrick? How you gonna play Patrick for like Patrick Beverley if you can't even be as tall? If the guy's stomach is literally right in your face, I'm trying to figure that out.
I have a 35-inch vertical. I can jump.
That's not that high.
So can every player in the league.
Every player in almost the average vertical.
It's called a jump shot.
The average vertical around the league is dang near like 40, maybe like 39.
Man. Okay, I start working. I start working. Start start working with Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is not a dunker.
That's why. He shoots the ball. I'll start shooting that thing from half court. You want to see it rain? Bow. And now I'm your finals MVP.
I'm probably.
Can you tell us how tall you are first?
You want me to lie or be honest?
Be honest. Be brutally honest.
I'm 6'4".
Oh, okay.
That's a lie.
What are you, 5'7"?
Yeah, 5'7".
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
All right,
How tall was Isaiah Thomas?
5'11"?
5'9". 5'9"? That's what I'm saying. Hold on. If he can do it, I can do it.
But Isaiah Thomas was a bucket. 2 inches
taller than you, and he had to absolutely struggle for it.
Yeah,
and he's an absolute bucket, bro. Like, he actually shot over those.
Okay.
Like, bro, if you can look in this jump shot, bro was probably jumping like 20 inches in the air when he shoots his jump shots.
He looks like Michael Porter Jr. on the 3-point line.
Huh?
Michael Porter Jr. really, really jumps really high when he shoots threes.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing he can do.
You can't do that.
Okay. Michael Porter, he don't pass the ball.
Michael Porter Jr. is what, 7 foot?
Michael Porter Jr. is like 6'10".
Exactly.
Okay.
Are you Michael Porter Jr. height?
No, what? They didn't believe in us. No, they didn't believe in me. But God did.
God did.
God did.
God did.
Yeah, Rock. You didn't believe in me, did you?
God did, but I don't either, so.
So, it's been a rough couple of off seasons for the NBA, I think. Yeah. Draft. I feel like cap room's becoming a really big problem around the league. I think execs are starting to listen to it less and less and just take the fines. You guys think that?
Especially with the luxury tax for the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. They made some hundred millions.
Yeah, it's starting to get. They need to start either fining them or taking away draft picks because there's a cap. There's a cap for a reason. There's a cap for a reason. It's because teams like the Warriors 2016-2017 Warriors shouldn't be a thing, but it was a thing even with the draft.
You gotta understand that Kevin Durant took a cheap cap.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just
saying. He took a 3-year $50 million deal.
Okay, but he only did that to get a ring, though.
I'm saying the teams like the Suns.
Yeah.
This year
he took a little cheap cap.
The Suns, yeah, that should not be a team. Really,
that should not be a team.
Brad Beal,
You got four people that could be all pros.
All stars, you mean?
All stars and or all pros.
All NBA, you mean?
All NBA.
This man thinking about some football.
I'm thinking about football. Well, that's because football's starting. Football's tonight.
Uh-oh.
Thursday night football, baby.
Let's go Lions, baby.
Jesus, you're peeking so bad.
Don't ever do that in my ear again.
Please. But yeah, it's gonna be a fun season, though.
Actually,
I think.
Speaking of football, who y'all got?
Again, we said this on Wednesday. We said this.
Let's go Lions, baby. All right. Yeah. Well, he got the Lions.
I got the Lions.
Okay, I got Motor City. Who you got, Rock?
He don't know.
I don't care. I don't
Wait, what are you talking about for this season or for?
No,
for the game.
For tonight.
Oh, Lions. Come on.
Yeah, Motor City.
They don't have Travis Kelce or Chris Jones. They have neither of them.
Why not?
Travis Kelce might be out for the season.
Whoa.
Too.
He hyperextended his knee.
Yeah, that's a high season injury.
And then Chris Jones hasn't got a contract yet. Dang. And he's not playing. He's not playing until he gets that contract.
Personally, I wouldn't play either.
Exactly. Get your money.
But at the same time, they already spent all their money. So, like, they have no money. Have no money. They're broke.
Man.
They're broke.
I mean, I don't know. If he's out for most of the season, I don't see the Chiefs. I see the Chiefs getting 10 wins.
Hey, don't ever doubt on Patrick Mahomes.
I will never doubt Patrick Mahomes.
Don't ever doubt on Patrick Mahomes because there's been some season when Chris Jones haven't done absolutely nothing.
He's still on the field, though. So
no,
still
I'm saying
takes...
I'm never going to put Patrick Mahomes below 10 wins for the rest of my life. As long as he's in the league, he's going to get 10 wins.
You're crazy.
Last season was really good for Chris Jones, but the two seasons before that, he did absolutely nothing.
Patrick Mahomes can get 10 wins out of anybody. It's just like Steelers can always finish above 500.
So talking about Kansas City, do you think Kansas City should have an NBA team?
Actually, shout out to Mike. What's his name? Steelers head coach. Shout out to Mike Tomlin, bro. Bro is keeping his job for he's been coaching the Steelers since before 2010 now.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he's been coaching them for over two decades now.
Never had a below 500 record as a coach.
Like, bro. Give this man his credit. He won one Super Bowl. Shout out to him. You know, one Super Bowl is probably all you need, but hey. Shout out to Mike.
You win a Super Bowl, you still win a Super Bowl. It is
what it is. It is what it is, man.
Since it's history.
Yeah.
So that's football. We're talking about basketball.
Does Kansas City need an NBA team?
Yes. I think they should have an NBA team.
Uh oh.
Their fans are amazing. They bring in tons of sales, tons of tickets.
That's for football. Are the basketball team really going to be good? Do people really want to go live in Kansas City?
But Kansas, Oklahoma,
City is one of the biggest sports places in the world.
But like, not everybody wants to watch Oklahoma basketball.
One of the biggest sports places.
Wait, I am tripping.
One of the biggest sports places is California.
They're Missouri and Kansas.
California has it all, bro. Literally,
we have four teams in California. We don't need more teams.
California has it all, bro. Has it all.
Four teams in California.
Four big cities.
That's what I'm saying.
Three big cities.
Yeah.
Two in LA, one in San Francisco, and one in Sacramento.
Yep.
The Bay Area.
I've
never been to San Fran.
Actually, they kind of moved the Golden State Arena out of San Francisco.
They were in Oakland first.
It was close, but they kind of moved it out of the San Francisco area.
I think we're going to close the show out on that note. Everybody have a great day. I hope everybody does really have a great day. We're just waiting for the season to start, so I can't wait for it. I can't wait for preseason when we get into that. All the rookies playing. It's going to be a great time. I'll see y'all next week.
Go Mavs.
Have a great day.
Go Mavs.